Beneath the cracked clay, a seed unfurls. Leaf, bloom, life, promise. Crossing time and space. Experience Flora, a powerful story of resilience and renewal. Presented by the Australian Ballet and Bangarra Dance Theatre. This bold new dance collaboration traces the evolution of Australian flora. Journey through our living history in this unique dance experience. Visit australianballet.com.au.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 18th of March 2026. It's a day where the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up a third of a percent. We'll have the details with Jamie Hanna from Van Eck in a few moments. But first to some executive appointments at the very top level of two of the nation's biggest companies, energy giant Woodside confirming Liz Westcott will assume the role of CEO after acting in an interim capacity following the departure of Mick O'Neill in December, who left for global oil conglomerate BP. And the world's largest miner, BHP, has appointed Brandon Craig as its new boss, replacing Mike Henry from July the 1st. He's currently president of the company's US North American division and previously led its WA iron ore business. He spoke at a media conference earlier today, and here's a little of what he had to say.
Well, I think The important thing for the portfolio first is to focus on making sure that we're absolutely disciplined and only growing in genuinely tier one assets. And I think it speaks to the question we had earlier in terms of we want to be a truly resilient company, particularly in times of turmoil. So that's incredibly important for us. Second, as BHP, we've made many public commitments across a range of areas, social value, decarbonisation and similar. Those commitments do not change under my leadership, so we will continue to pursue those. But we want to pursue them with a level of economic discipline. That's very important. And to be successful across that broad set of things, it's going to be very important for us to engage across our supplier base and across the range of technical solutions we need to have in place to be able to deliver that. So from that perspective, those commitments, again, are undiminished.
That's incoming BHP CEO Brandon Craig there. BHP shares rose 0.9% on a day where the broader market climbed a third of a percent as investors wait for a US interest rate decision due out tomorrow morning. Interest rate sensitive stocks here did best today, like tech and property, but healthcare fell.
Medicine returns for a powerful new season.
Our role is being there on someone's worst day.
It can also be a really tough place to work.
Step onto the front line with First Nations medical practitioners.
You had a fall, did you?
With unprecedented access.
You can't control what's going to happen next.
The series reveals how modern medicine and cultural knowledge work together to deliver better care.
That's a pretty beautiful thing to be part of.
Our Medicine. Stream now on SBS On Demand.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
For his take on the day's market moves, including his thoughts on the new BHP CEO, the direction of global interest rates and more, I spoke with Jamie Hanna, the Deputy Head of Investments and Capital Markets at Van Eck. Jamie, a lot going on. Interest rates are rising here in Australia. We've got geopolitical issues, that elevated oil price. The market today, you know, it is higher but relatively muted overall. How would you describe investor sentiment at the moment?
Look, today is a quiet day, as you've noticed, amongst all of the volatility of recent weeks. There weren't any major news items coming out of the US overnight, and hence Australia's really just followed the lead. So we've taken a bit of a breather. But investors are at the moment somewhat hesitant to really commit more investment money into the markets, as multiple issues are now floating around, like the disruption of software companies by AI, some issues related to private credit, as well as like a burgeoning war in the Middle East. So all of these things are hanging over the market and making investors hesitant to commit new money.
When we talk interest rates, we know the Reserve Bank lifted them from 3.85% to 4.1% yesterday. The market seems to be pricing in another one at some point this year. Are they getting ahead of themselves?
Look, the market is pricing in a 60% chance of a rate rise in May, but it'll all depend on the data coming out and the developments in the Middle East. The major part of the interest rate rise at the moment is due to the inflationary problem in Australia. It's basically too high. But this inflation story is a homegrown story based on government policy, wages, productivity and the like. So that is already what the RBA is focused on. The other part that's developing is the energy and oil market disruptions. And that risk is rising daily as this issue continues to develop in the Middle East. So if that continues to go on, the chance of a rate rise in Australia later in the year is going to continue to rise, unfortunately.
What's interesting, though, is while the likelihood of interest rates rising in Australia continues, what we're seeing in the US is the possibility of rate cuts. Maybe not necessarily tomorrow when we hear from the US Federal Reserve, but down the track. So given this growing divergence between Australia and the US, what are the implications for investors?
Look, it's highly unlikely that the US will cut rates tomorrow, despite what some people in the country might want. But the market is still pricing in a rate cut later in the year. But the odds of that rate cut are slipping daily as the Middle East issues continue. So as I've noted, inflation can pick up on the back of any increased oil and disruption to the global supply chain. So this will mean that investors really need to consider where they invest. A lower Fed rate reduces risk premiums for investment and supports risk valuations. So to put that in perspective, money being cheaper can then be used for investment purposes. Hence, certain parts of the market will outperform others as people start investing more in risk assets. The issue at the moment, though, is it's too early to say what areas are going to attract all this risk money.
Okay, a bit of movement at some of the top levels of some of Australia's biggest companies. One of them, BHP, tapping Brandon Craig as its next CEO. How'd the market view it? How significant is it?
Look, I think the market's viewed it relatively well. Brandon Craig seems like a safe pair of hands to really lead BHP into its next stage of growth. He'll certainly understand the inner workings of BHP intimately as he's been there for 25 years. He's also headed up some of the major divisions, recently copper, previously in the past iron ore, and that'll be a distinct advantage for driving future business. So while there might be more dynamic or experienced candidates, it's often best to give a top performing internal candidate the opportunity. And I think in this case, it seems like the right choice.
The very beginning of this interview, you were talking about all the issues facing investors at the moment and why, I guess, some are being hesitant to pour money into the market. So given that, what are you telling your clients at the moment and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Certainly in this type of volatile environment, it's important to take a longer term view. There is going to be short term volatility, which won't be able to control. So in this type of environment, generally quality companies, ones that have high return on equity, low financial debt and stable year-on-year earnings growth, these quality companies tend to fall less and bounce back faster in times of market stress. So that's certainly on the equity side. But at the same time, at the moment, if you're trying to position the portfolio short-term, the defense industry companies are going to continue to do well due to a lot of the geopolitical events. And at the same time, gold shares and gold generally have the, I guess, momentum on their side at the moment as gold continues to stay above $5,000 an ounce. So they're probably going to be some of the better performers, as are some resources, as resources continually, you know, price up in terms of their growth and their demand for a lot of the energy transition and defense industries as well. So look, in the short of it is there are pockets that are doing well, but it's going to be a rocky ride in the short term.
That's Jamie Hanna there, the Deputy Head of Investments and Capital Markets at VanEck, and he wraps the podcast for this Wednesday. Give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Click subscribe and we'll chat tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Stream free on SBS On Demand. The Hospital in the Deep End. Our hospitals are under pressure like never before.
Oh my God.
And when the system buckles, we all pay the price.
That's not good.
In this landmark series, three notable Australians step onto the front line to see what it really takes to save a life.
I honestly didn't think it was like that.
The Hospital in the Deep End. Stream free on SBS On Demand.